Introduction. Quote, "There are few relationships you will remember for the rest of your life. Your first sergeant, your command sergeant major, and most importantly, your platoon sergeant." Quoted from a former division commander. Purpose. Non-commissioned officer professional development system and officer education system schools have neither the time nor ability to cover every scenario a new platoon leader or platoon sergeant may face after assuming duties. The Center for Army Lessons Learned, in conjunction with serving and former platoon leaders and platoon sergeants, has compiled lessons learned and best practices for platoon leaders, platoon sergeants, and those who aspire to these positions to improve themselves and their units. The purpose of this handbook is to provide these lessons learned and best practices to platoon leaders and platoon sergeants to help enable their success in their first 100 days in position and beyond. For platoon leaders, to earn your commission, you have undergone extensive training and are better trained and more prepared to be a platoon leader than you know. In addition to basic combat skills, you have been trained and tested to lead leaders, manage organizations, and integrate combined arms to defeat the enemy. This handbook will educate you on how to build on your training and work with non-commissioned officers. Never forget, you are responsible for soldiers' lives, the most precious resource in the Army, and must make tough decisions. Also, never forget you have a non-commissioned officer support chain. This handbook consists of 5 chapters and 2 appendices. Chapter 1, Leadership, discusses leadership at the platoon level for platoon leaders and platoon sergeants. It includes information on how to empower squad leaders, council subordinates, as well as how platoon leaders and platoon sergeants manage their non-commissioned officer or officer relationship and duties. Chapter 2, Platoon Training, discusses platoon training such as how to train and prepare soldiers for collective training and the planning and resourcing of platoon training events. For platoon sergeants, you have been a soldier, team leader, squad leader, and earned a wealth of experience. This knowledge will inform and prepare you to be a platoon sergeant. This handbook will educate you on how to build on current experience and work with a partner platoon leader, something team and squad leaders do not have to do. Never forget, you are responsible for soldiers' lives, the most precious resource in the Army, and must prepare them for the mission. Also, never forget, you are part of a leadership team. You and your platoon leader sink or swim together. Chapter 3, Knowledge, outlines knowledge a platoon leader and platoon sergeant need to prepare their unit for success. It discusses how to maintain platoon equipment, manage property, build cohesion, deal with discipline, and contribute to a company's family readiness program. Chapter 4, Execution, discusses the platoon's actions during execution. It includes how to plan using troop leading procedures, lead a patrol, integrate enablers, and leverage after-action reports to improve the platoon. Chapter 5, Vignettes, consists of situations encountered by leaders. They are designed for use in leader development discussions that young leaders may deal with during their first 100 days.